Monday marks what would have been Jack Kirby's 100th birthday. And to celebrate, my next guest is hosting a couple of events this weekend, including a roast of one of Kirby's most famous creations, Captain America. Russ Kazmierczak self-publishes Amazing Arizona Comics, and he's with me. And Russ, who exactly is Jack Kirby?
Jack Kirby is the co-creator of many of the world's most famous comic book characters, Captain America, and then by extension, the Avengers, X-Men, the Fantastic Four, characters called the New Gods at DC Comics, which includes Darkseid and Steppenwolf, who will be the big bad in the upcoming Justice League movie, so that'll be a household name sooner than later. Jack Kirby literally created hundreds of comic book characters that are often credited to Stan Lee, and rightfully so, because Stan scripted and directed those stories, but Jack Kirby was the one that designed the looks of those characters and laid out the original stories. So he was essentially the director of those pre-cinematic tales.
So why is it then that people like me who are not into comic books know who Stan Lee is but don't know who Jack Kirby is?
Well, Stan Lee was and still is a great marketeer. He was the face of Marvel Comics in the early 60s when it changed the industry by making its characters more relatable to younger readers. So Stan became something of the mascot for the comic book industry, and I believe rightfully so. However, as he was coming up with ideas and directing the artists in his stable or his house of ideas, Jack was the spearhead, kind of the guy that established the artistic look, the house style for Marvel Comics. And because Stan was so busy coming up with these concepts, editing the books, and being that marketeer, the artists were given the responsibility of laying out the story and essentially creating the plot. So they were truly the co-writers at that time. Stan was just more outspoken while these guys were toiling away at the boards.
Did that bother people like Jack Kirby that Stan Lee was getting all the attention while he was sort of toiling in the background?
I believe so. Jack was an old-fashioned guy. He believed in earning his keep and making his money. And I think that in the moment they didn't realize how revolutionary what they were doing was and still is. But when what they were working on became immensely popular and much more mainstream later in the 60s, you have cartoon adaptations, you have Esquire magazine asking Stan Lee why Spider-Man is a figure of revolution on college campuses. I think those artists, including Jack, thought, you know what, we are in the middle of something very special. And we deserve some credit, too, at least putting our names alongside Stan's as writers or co-plotters of these tales. So Jack eventually left Marvel over that kind of contention and ended up working at DC Comics for a while.
How did Jack Kirby get into drawing comic books? I mean, at the time he was starting in art, this was not sort of a well-thought-of genre, was it?
It was a growing industry for sure. He grew up in the Lower East Side of Manhattan. He was a rough-and-tumble kind of kid, getting in fights after school and stuff. But he didn't care for that kind of life. He had lofty dreams. He tells stories in interviews about walking uptown, seeing how the better half lives, telling his mom, you know what, when I grow up, I want to be a crooked politician because they're eating well in those restaurants. I see them through the windows. And he escaped in pulp magazines, as many kids of that era did, cinema, which was still relatively new, and, of course, comics coming to him via the Sunday paper. So he would trace his favorite stories and learned to draw on his own and eventually started picking up jobs in different studios.
And did he continue working in the comic book field for the rest of his career?
Absolutely. He was pretty much nothing but a comic book writer and artist, though he worked in production again with Hanna-Barbera in the 70s or 80s. He was always at the boards. He produced tens of thousands, if not more, pages of original art that made some of those most popular comics truly the best-selling of their day. From the 40s right until the 90s, he was always working, creating. He was a workhorse, literally until probably the day he died.
Russ Kazmierczak is the man behind Amazing Arizona Comics. He'll be hosting events this weekend honoring what would have been the 100th birthday of Jack Kirby. Russ, thanks a lot.
Thank you very much.